We have put the lumps of rock salt in the troughs on the other side of the creek. The stringy bark roof of the salt shed, which protected the troughs from rain, peeped out picturesquely from the musk and peppercorn shrubs by which it was densely surrounded, and was visible from where we lunched. I refilled the quart pot in which we had boiled our tea with water from the creek. Father doused our fire out with it, and then tied the quart to the D of his saddle with a piece of green hide. The green hide bags in which the salt had been carried were hanging on the hooks of the pack saddle which encumbered the bay pack horse. Father's saddle and the brown pillow were on Dart, the big grey horse on which he generally carried me, and we were on the point of making tracks for home. Preparatory to starting, Father was muzzling the dogs, which had just finished what lunch we had left. This process, to which the dogs strongly objected, was rendered necessary by a cogent reason. Father had brought his strychnine flask with him that day, and in hopes of causing the death of a few dingoes, had put strong doses of its contents in several dead beasts which we had come across. Whilst the dogs were being muzzled, I busied myself in plucking ferns and flowers. This disturbed a big black snake, which was curled at the butt of a tree fern. "Bitey, bitey!" I yelled. And Father came to my rescue, dispatching the...